welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. Usually, Tim is on hour three on Thursdays, and he's here today because he had to switch things around with firing line. Today, when I do the archives, it'll actually be 4 hours.
Am I here? Oh, is this Friday? I'm here? Oh, okay.
So, Tim, yeah. What we'll do today is we'll make you hour number four, hour three. We're going to do the archives, of course, when they're listening to it live. They may be confused. The firing line was yesterday, answering people's questions. Now, we've got a lot of stuff to cover. It's amazing to me how the news gives a pass to Hillary, who does the most obscene things and doesn't answer any questions. And even the slightest even innuendo, they expand beyond all recognition on Trump. It's ridiculous. It's obscene. And I think her policy is, I'm not going to answer any questions because I'm guilty of sin and I can't even keep my lies straight. That's literally what's going on.
Well, she's afraid she's going to go into at least a petite mal seizure in front of everybody.
Well, I think once the debate starts, there's two. There's apparently.
No! I'm about to right now hit the publish button on my blog, and it's just absolutely amazing. This first so-called debate, and I say so-called because it is not what the American public has come to expect in 60.
It's just basically two interviews. Interview back to back, one individual. I think Hillary's going to be first or second, and they're just going to have Matt Lauer asking questions with these military people.
Well, Matt Lauer, who was formerly was a member of the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, he's about as independent as I am because there. I mean, make no mistake about it. I think Hillary ought to be tried, convicted, and properly hung. And I think Trump is probably the only candidate we've seen on the national scene since Ross Perot that has offered a viable alternative to the corruption of the global elite. But anyway, having Matt Lauer as the moderator is a total joke.
Yes,
but it's not a debate. Hillary and Clinton will not be on the same stage at the same time.
Right, so
Trump will not be on the same stage at the same time.
They're trying to massage it so that Hillary looks like she's actually answering questions when she's going to be evasive. And Matt Lauer, I'm sure, will give her a pass.
Oh, you think? Yeah. Uh-huh. It's a sad joke. I mean, I don't know why the Trump people are putting up with it. They probably see... They've tried to hide this under, well, their veterans will be there asking questions. And if he said anything negative about it, he'd be insulting the veterans. That's how they would spin it. And so they lay a little trap. So he avoided one, but he's in the other trap. Damned if you do and damned if you don't. I just think it's outrageous. I think it's shameful that this lady is so sick and yet still running for president with the mass media, the globalist, Khazarian globalist mob media, totally supporting her. And she cannot get up on a stage and for an hour debate the man that she's running against for the highest office in the land. If she can't handle a little debate with Donald Trump, how is she going to handle the threat of the Third World War as commander-in-chief?
Well, no, she's going to handle it because she's just going to tell the Secret Service to press the red button.
Yeah, well, that means we all get to die. You know, that's not exactly a good thing.
Well, here's the scenario, and I don't know if you heard about this, but yesterday, September 1, the Bundesbank stopped taking paper gold as exchange for payment of debts. Did you know that?
Well, yes, and they also were not able to deliver real gold to people who had paper gold in their vaults.
Now, if paper gold is not lost value, it means that the derivatives market is ready to blow up. And it's my guess that the powers that be, the chaos masters, need to have chaos now. And financial chaos is...
Well, there are two scenarios. There are two possibilities. One is that Yellen and company are trying to keep everything from blowing up until after the election, like literally a few days after the election. The other scenario is that we're going to be, they're going to be playing the total chaos card. That means war. It means economic collapse. And they may try to some scam to delay the election because of could be biological attacks, could be mass casualty bombings, et cetera, et cetera. All false flags, of course, all blamed on ISIS or some other creation of the globalists. This is September and October are apt to be pure hell. And you better, you know, tighten your belt, put your helmet on, get ready, because you know what's rolling down the hill.
Okay, I expect three things to happen. Number one, financial meltdown and a derivatives market domino run. I expect major terrorism on American soil during the so-called elections on or before the debates start in 24th of September. I think it's the first one.
The first is I think it's the 7th, Bill.
Yeah, you're talking about the non-debate. I don't call
the
it
the non-debate. Yes,
the non-debate. Yeah, and that's the 7th. That's just with a few military guys. General Flynn is supporting Trump. There's a bunch of useless generals that have no business inserting their opinion into a political realm, and they're actually supporting Hillary Clinton when she's the monster that set up the disaster of Benghazi.
Well, they're a disgrace to the uniform, but...
Right. But these, remember now, Obama's worked very systematically to reinsert people that were going to be yes-men in the military because he doesn't want anybody to...
It's worse than that. What they have done is very quietly duplicate the, at the very high command level, duplicate the old Soviet thing of having a Politburo officer looking over the shoulder of all the senior commanders. The Soviets actually took it all the way down to like the battalion or even company level. But there are CIA-affiliated officers as seconds to many of these senior commanders. And they know they're there. They know the commanders know they're there. They know that they have a loyalty that's outside of the normal command structure. And this is and these are in the key command positions, like with nuclear weapons and so forth. This is right out of the Stasi, the KGB, NKVD, communist playbook.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, and it looks like we may have a caller here. Let's see what that... Let me see if I can pull up my Skype. Okay. Jeff in Idaho, you had a question regarding Matt Lauer and Hillary's cocaine addiction. Go ahead, because I know Matt Lauer, there was an inquirer that actually said that somebody sold Matt Lauer cocaine as well.
Yeah, he got busted by the inquirer recently.
Okay, right. You guys, I listened to your April 26th show with Sally Miller about the cocaine addiction of Bill and Hillary. What you should do, Tim, is write up about the Matt Lauer addiction issue and Hillary's, and that maybe he should disqualify himself about being on a panel because they're so they've got problems.
Well, of course they should, but does that start?
So to see. I agree with you. But
now, by the way, the toxicology, because I'm an MRO toxicologist as well, is it's called benzoylgonine, and it will persist in the body 45 days. So if you've used cocaine within 45 days, the benzoylgonine will still be present, and what I tell people when I'm sitting down and doing a post, what's called toxicological review, if it's as a medical review officer of somebody working in a particular plant or with heavy machinery, whether it's the new toxic forms of marijuana, which, by the way, are dangerous, they shouldn't be legalized, or benzoylgonine, or just even toxic medical drugs the doctors give, which are stupid and dangerous as hell anyway, I tell them that I have what's called molecular omniscience. Think of it this way. I said, God is totally omniscient, but I'm not omniscient in terms of any molecules in your body, and I won't tell you how many days they last. So if we did a urine test of Hillary Clinton and she showed up even one atom of benzoylgonine, it means she's used cocaine within 45 days.
Hey, guys, here's the last thing I want to mention. The long-term use of the cocaine and the clinical depression of it by a benzene-based medication. The benzene has basically caused a food allergy to the thymus gland, and that's the major problems you're seeing besides everything else. So that's what I would kind of research over the next couple of weeks for questions
that's
for Trump.
Interesting.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, you know, we, Dr. Bill, we broke the story nationwide of Hillary cocaine being Hillary cocaine. That's a good one. Hillary Clinton being a cocaine addict. Because, you know, there have been many stories before about Bill Clinton's excessive use of drugs, and especially cocaine. But the stories never touched Hillary. Of course, the media was trying to keep Hillary clean for this election. And Sally Miller really blew the, blew that story sky high. She said Bill told her in no uncertain terms that they'd get in their biggest fights if they were about out of cocaine and who was going to get the last. And, I mean, a lot of Americans have smoked weed at least sometime in their life, maybe when they were younger or something. But cocaine is a particularly bad drug. I know some people that have used it but got off of it. But I've always said, you know, that's to me, that kind of crap is pure poison. And to use it long term is just to do all kind of serious damage to yourself, including your mental process.
And by the way, the damage due to cocaine is very similar to the damage due to aspartame, which I've actually renamed it. This is from H.L. Roberts' book, 1992, who's a triple boarded specialist. I've had on my show in the past 10 years. And Betty Martini. And because I'm a neurotoxicologist, I can tell you, I've renamed aspartame to say goodbye to your brain.
That's interesting. I know people that still use it, and I've begged them to do anything.
It's diketopiprazine, which is jet fuel, methyl alcohol, which will make you blind, and formaldehyde, which is to embalm you. So isn't that a wonderful triple threat?
Yeah, well, you can be blind, dead, and you have a good-looking corpse, I guess.
No, a bad-looking corpse. He won't look good.
Well, what other? You know, dead is still dead.
You actually raises blood insulin, so it's not capable of making
a... You have a woman that's running for president of the United States that plans to have her finger on the American nuclear arsenal. That's thousands of thermonuclear bombs. And she has to be competent and have her head screwed on right, not inside out or upside down or stuck up her butt. We have to rely on the commander-in-chief to be able to do that most critical function as commander-in-chief is to control the American nuclear arsenal. Have to. No ands, ifs, buts. And this lady can't even hardly walk. She can't stand up straight. She has seizures. She's been a hardcore drug addict for decades. She has no business being anywhere near the Oval Office. She should be arrested if she crosses the gate to try to get in the White House, and yet she wants to be president of the United States. That's outrageous.
Tim, here's the point. What she has is the same syndrome as Obama, which is rare but really lethal for us, is what's called pathological narcissistic syndrome. She's a pathological narcissist, which means she's enveloped by demonic powers, and she really thinks she's a demigod. And she really thinks everybody else is a peon, and she's the only one, even though she's a psychotic, demented, crazy witch, that she needs to be near the nuclear football and make decisions, and she'll be passing executive orders like crazy. If you think Obama's bad, his latest moves are to try to push these lame duck sessions, to push these treaties, the TTP and TTIP. And he also just very quietly pushed over the Internet, so now it's going over to this agency starting October 1 that's going to take over the Internet and hand it over to the United Nations to control the flow of Internet data. This is so crazy. And Obama is a destroyer. We have to understand he is the abominator, just like the Dominator. Is the abominator.
Well, you know, there's an old prophecy in Kenya that he will, one of theirs will come in and destroy America. I don't know.
He's already done it.
Sure, he's Kenyan, but I will tell you, he's a monster. But look, he is merely a front man, a face man, a puppet for the Rothschild-headed global banking cartel, the 30 evil families that count their wealth in the many, many trillions of dollars each. He is a scumbag.
There's a song called A Puppet Without Strings. He's a meat puppet, but he doesn't need strings because he's cooperative. So you have to understand he's a meat puppet with no strings. How's that?
And this is not a reference to his race, but he knows he cannot get off the plantation. And you've had cases where, you know, like Nixon, after he won his landslide victory, thought he could get off the plantation, and they slapped him down, and he had to resign. Obama knows the limitations. He knows he can't get off the plantation, but he can be president. He can fly at a 747 all over the world and golf and do all this stuff and live life, and God knows how many millions he has in offshore accounts and all this stuff. But he knows he has to serve the masters, the very evil people at the top. And Hillary is the exact same way. She knows she can't get off the plantation. She's quite happy to do that because she is evil to the rotten core of her soul, if she has a soul. You know, and these people will rot in hell for eternity. They deserve it. But in the meantime, they are a grave danger to the entire planet,
yeah.
Because
but,
what we're headed towards is a planetary life extinction event that will only be stopped by the return of Christ.
Right. Well, let me just change a little perspective. If heaven starts the day when you serve God. You don't go to heaven. You're in a heavenly relationship. And hell becomes evident when the body drops away. So in a sense, Hillary already is in hell. She can be saved if we pray for her and she repents. I don't see a likelihood of that. So when we pray for her, God is basically going to end grace and bring judgment. And as I said about 6-7 weeks ago, when we started with Jim Garrison, we're starting to do some things amplifying prayer. I got a very clear understanding that one of the primary things that's going to take her down is her medical issues. This woman isn't capable of handling a debate. She's not capable of being a press conference. She can barely get in and out of these SUVs. She can't travel around like Trump from jetting from one place to another. She didn't even take the invitation to go down and meet President Nieto of Mexico. She had an invitation too. Then the State Department, her buddies, told Trump, why are you doing this? You shouldn't do this. I mean, why did the State Department think they have a right to talk to a presidential candidate who's acting presidential, showing up in Louisiana and going to talk to Mexico leader, President Nieto, to actually start hammering out the fact that whether they want to pay for it or not, $68 billion in deficit, they're going to pay for the wall. And they may even have some of their citizens help build the wall, which only half of it's already built. It's not something he passed. It was passed in, I think, 2005, and they started building in 2006. Obama's done everything he can to have an open border, and Hillary wants to make it even more open. This is obscene. This
well,
is deadly.
And you know what? Trump says, if you are here illegally, you will not be allowed to stay. If you want to apply for permanent residency, you have to get your butt out of the country and then apply.
Well,
because we're not supporting and rewarding illegal activity like crossing the border illegally.
Well, I think
that's what Obama is doing. That's what Hillary Clinton wants to do.
I think that's when they're dealing with the illegals that have recently come here, overstayed their visas, are going to be immediately deported. The people have been here 20 years, and he didn't say exactly what he's going to do. It's my guess when he pivots on this, because one of the family members, like their kids, are in high school here and they're Americans, they're going to allow them to touch back and go to apply, but they're not going to get at the front of the line. They're going to be like anybody else applying. They're just going to be able to stay as long as they keep their nose clean. Now, if they have any kind of felonies or crimes against them and they're going to have to pay penalties, they're going to be deported. But we'll know who they are, and we'll actually make sure they're paying their taxes, etc. But it's my guess that when he gets rid of all the criminals and builds the wall and has a refurbished and new immigration system, these people are going to touch back. They're not going to have to go outside the country and come back in. That's not reasonable, and it's not going to happen because they don't have the laws to do it. And Trump can't be a dictator and create laws that don't exist. So when people try to say that or say he's suggesting that,
well, he can enforce the laws that do exist.
Yeah, but that law, there's no law that allows that. The laws are completely being ignored by Obaminator and by the Hitlery, rotten Clinton, and by even George Bush, who was doing a lot more than this. In fact, all the people that had ties to Islam, that they literally, Obama scrubbed them from the State Department and the immigration departments so that they wouldn't be able to track these people that could be potentially dangerous. So all Trump is saying, I'm going to enforce the existing laws and we're going to deal with who's left after that. And that's rational. Anybody wants to criticize this, I want to intellectually punch you in the face. I am so sick and tired. So sick and tired of idiots get nose to nose and say lies that I'm just sick of it. Sick of it.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum from LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Message. I saw Mr. Mao, who's a billionaire in China, and he's threatened war if he doesn't have globalism. Now, you got to understand, what Trump is doing is fair trade, not an end of free trade, but fair trade, which may increase trade, so it's a win-win. Mr. Mao and the Chinese don't believe in win-win. If you don't understand the philosophy and the idea of the Chinese, they believe win-win is for them, not for anybody else. Okay? Now, you have to understand, and this is for you in China, by the way, and translated into Cantonese and Mandarin, you cannot put a missile on American allies or American territory under any circumstances. And I'll explain the three major layers, for example. First is THAAD, or High Altitude Theater Air Defense, which is a missile to hit a missile. Second is plasma interferometry fields that will fry the missile guidance system to multiply targeted warheads. And the third is what's called space-based Tesla weapons that can fry and turn into dust these nuclear missiles as they fly through the upper troposphere. So the idea that you think you can hit America or American assets, you're nuts. And you have to understand you're dealing with an enemy that has weapons centuries ahead of you. If you try to even squeak, in 12 minutes your cities will cease to exist. And we're not just talking about nukes. Without firing one missile or one bullet, everyone in your cities, without peeling the paint from your walls or causing the grass to wilt, will be dead. Do you understand that? I want you to know.
In theory, they can use interferometry weapon that will be targeted on the vibrational frequencies of human beings, and will effectively wipe out all human life within that target zone. However, as we were talking on the break,
One of the things we talked about in the break was that the idea they might park a weapon in here and they could create a tsunami. No. That's very possible. But the idea of coming across the U.S. border with a container or a nuclear weapon, we have space-based, what's called technologies looking for scintillating nuclear isotopes from space. We have aircraft that go over every city every week, of every Western country. And the idea that they can do this without having an immediate and devastating and actually annihilating response, these people in these countries, like the Chinese, are too big for their britches. You're going to get your butt kicked so hard, you're going to cease to exist.
Well, the Rand Corporation, and the Rand Corporation is one of the grandfathers of the Americans' think tanks, the strategic think tank. Rand came to a conclusion, and then there was a paper they published in early August. The strategic analyst in the defense ministry in Australia and the government have accepted that. And the most striking feature is they accept Rand's conclusion that war between the United States and China is highly possible. Now, Rand...
Let me finish.
Rand, in that statement, said that they did not believe it would go nuclear.
First off, Rand is a bunch of liars. The fact is, let me finish, okay? The real issue is this. The Chinese have been baited by transfer of technology. It started really big time under Bill Clinton when he transferred supercomputer technology and long-range targeting through Lockheed Martin or Sputnik set in the London Stock Exchange with a low-Earth orbit or Iridium satellite project to make sure they could target U.S. cities down to 10 square meters rather than 150 square miles. The problem is that the Chinese are being baited to think that they're so big for their britches they're going to not only take us on in the South China Sea, but also internationally. The same way as Mr. Kim Jong-un. If we want to fry their missiles on their launch pad, we can do it. We've already done it. We've actually fried it with my inside contacts from space, fried the missile guidance systems on the launch pad of Kim Jong-un's crazy missiles.
Well, so actually, it was a few seconds into flight. I think there were three he launched in short sequence.
Right.
And we waited until about 30 seconds into their flight.
And fried them. Now, what I want you to understand there, and you understand, the only other power that actually could take us on and cause significant damage is Russia. And Russia is a natural ally. Russia is a natural ally. And what we should be doing is making natural alliances to get rid of extreme Islam. We need to actually stop doing business with Islamic countries. We need to make ourselves energy independent like Donald Trump. We are the Saudi Arabia of coal. Our anthracite coal is so clean, and if it's used with clean-burning technology, all that comes out of the top of these coal-burning generators, like in Colorado, is fluffy white clouds of moisture. So it's sickening what we're doing to ourselves. We also are suppressing tokamak fusion reactors, and if we set up five or six reactors across America, we could supply all our needs, sell coal to the rest of the world, sell natural gas to China, and we would stop all this foolishness. Every other nation on earth that wants to cross our path under President Trump, they need to know if we press a button, they'll cease to exist without firing one missile or one bullet. They need to get it. Get it straight. You cannot war with us. We'll destroy you instantly.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. prepare, don't despair at www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Talk about this gun control scheme. Now, the latest, of course, here in California is the governor, Jerry Brown, is trying to pass a law, which even the ACLU doesn't support, that they're going to actually go after people that are whistleblowers that go and do videotaping of Planned Parenthood, even though in the past journalists have been given kudos and awards for actually whistleblowing on all kinds of things going on.
Well, that just shows that a lot of libtards like him are really communists and fascists. You peel the outer layer of BS away, and you find a demonic little dictator that can't handle the truth.
Well, just like mandatory vaccines, a number of hundreds and hundreds, thousands of kids have been sent home that won't take the vaccines, and their parents won't submit to the multiple stacked vaccines. And the state of California is...
They have not removed the ingredient that causes autism from the vaccines. It's been proven. Why should parents send their little kids in to play Russian roulette with ending up with autism? I know people that have kids with autism that, believe me, it's not funny.
Right, well,
listen to this, Tim.
Below age 3, you're supposed to give vaccines that don't have mercury ethyl salicylate. And then Governor Jerry Brown, when he ran out of the non-mercury-laced vaccines, he passed an executive order allowing them to use them, even though there's a state law against it. So it just shows he's a freaking dictator, and he's a monster, and he needs to spend time in prison. He's a monster.
Well, that's what this lip-tard BS gets you, is that you're not dealing with reality. You're dealing with some sort of emotional view of how things should be or whatever.
But they even violate their own
reality is still reality, you know. Reality has a way of smacking you upside the head when you try to ignore it. When you give children, particularly young children, vaccines with mercury in them, you are running the risk of giving that child autism and related issues.
Yeah.
And I mean, my pastor has a child with a variety of issues, like a great kid, but you know, he has problems and will all of his life. Two friends of mine have children that have that. And I mean, my God, you know, as these kids get older, what's going to happen to them? It's a very difficult thing.
What you have to understand is, number one, your doctor doesn't know. Now, people will often say, Dr. Deagle, you're arrogant. You think you know more than my doctor. I do. In fact, if you get your doctor's phone number and email and get his permission for me to set him straight, I'll do it. On my dime, in any country, anywhere in the world, now you have to understand this. The doctors are not trained in toxicology, immunology, infectious disease, stealth pathogens, genetics, epigenetics, or functional medicine. They know nothing. Nothing. So all they are is fancy drug salesmen and technicians that can do one or another procedure, whether it's orthopedics or whatever. And they're drug salesmen. And if they step out of line, the state licensing authority, the hospital privilege committee, will remove their ability to practice.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people do not realize that the pharmaceutical companies know. Dr. John Smith, for instance, that Dr. John Smith is prescribing such and such medications for his patients. And if he's not prescribing them and he's seeing patients with such and such an illness, he's a specialist in this area, he's not prescribing it, the pharmaceutical rep will be coming by and talking to him. And they'll say, Dr. Smith, why aren't you prescribing our medication?
You're probably quoting my story that I gave many times, that a rep back in 2000 and I think 2 or 3 came to my office and said, you're not prescribing Zocor, which is a HMD chorea reductase inhibitor that can cause dementia, transient global amnesia, heart failure, and other serious health problems. And she said, you're not prescribing our competitors. I said, how do you know that? And she said, well, we got the data from Ohio. I said, how would Ohio have the data? She said, we used your DEA number and tracked it back. And my boss, head of our drug company, is thinking about notifying the state licensing authority to have you sanctioned. Sanctioned. I said, whose practice is this? Is it yours? Is this a state licensing authority? Is it your drug company's practice? You know?
Well, the real answer is they see it as theirs.
Right.
You're the marketing arm of Big Pharma. That's what a physician is.
Right.
How many times, and I asked our listeners this, how many times have you gone into your doctor and you spend usually less than 5 minutes? Now, my current doctor is pretty good. I do probably spend 15 minutes with him. But you spend a few minutes with him, and here's the script. You walk out the door with your scripts in your hand, wham, bam, don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out. Oh, by the way, it's $75 or $100 or $125. And he just showed you some scripts, you see. You're taking these scripts and you're going down to the pharmacy and you're going to get them filled. And how many times when you go to a physician does this happen? Most times. And that's a lousy way to practice medicine.
Yeah, but it's the standard of care. Remember now, we do not have a healthcare system. We have a pre-embalming system.
Pre-embalming. I like that. By the way, and I've said this before because I grew up in the laundry and dry cleaning business, when you have permanent press clothing, how they make clothing permanent press is they impregnate, that is, they force into the fabric formaldehyde. So, you know, your clothing is...
Permanently
is already embalmed, so, you know, just go take your meds and you'll be all ready and they can...
And make sure you drink your aspartame because it's going to embalm you as well, because it's got diketopiperazine, jet fuel, formaldehyde,
and be sure to get all your daily quotient of Roundup in corn and everything. And if you're a woman, be sure to use the tampons because that cotton has Roundup on it. They spray the cotton right before they harvest it, just like they spray wheat right before it's harvested. If you're not eating organic bread, you're consuming a great deal of Roundup, and man, is that one nasty drug.
Now listen to this. This is up on Drudge, and it's all in red. Labor Day Bury. FBI releases Clinton email investigation docs, interview notes, more. Server account breached. She lost cell phones with classified info. Thought markings were alphabetical paragraphs. Extensive evidence violated federal law, record laws. Withheld 17,500 emails. Throws other people's judgment under the bus. Lists things she could not remember. And she says here in the top one, Hillary Health Defense can't recall after the fall, which she had a fall a few years ago. I think it was 2011 or 12. Then we have, of course, leaked a memo, Soros-eyed stronger internet regulation and TPP negotiations. Soros and his bunch of maniacs wants to control it. And Obama, behind the scenes, transferred to this L.A. company that's going to be handed over to the United Nations to control the traffic and the editing and the, you know, they want to pass laws that will basically make it impossible to make any negative comments or ask tough questions to our politicians on air. So the questions we ask right now, we would be either arrested or executed. How's that?
Yeah, well,
that's what I lock and load. And by the way, that's when I release much more lethal weapons and guns to the public to take on these maniacs. That's when I finally say, the gloves are off. You want to see some titanium bare knuckles? You're going to see it there, characters. You're going to see a level of response to you that you're not even going to imagine. And we're going to legally take you out. And if you try to start storming our homes, you're going to die.
Yeah, well, they would like to do that, I think. If there's one tendency of the globalists is they have this desire to be omnipotent everywhere.
Yeah, they always overreach, though. They always underestimate their potential. They actually, as overseers, that we're just kind of sheeple, that they're going to do stuff to us. They have no idea the amount of righteous violence we're going to visit on their carcasses.
Well, that's because they have utter contempt. We're two-legged, soulless animals. And we don't even count, you know.
Well, they're going to find out the hard way. They can't imagine what we'll visit on them. And by the way, lots of us are inside the government, various departments. See, you know, classified departments, Secret Service, FBI, Homeland Security. There's a lot of good people in this country that are seeing things way, way over the edge, and they have firsthand evidence. I mean, I have contacts inside various departments of the government, and I can tell you they're not happy with what's going on. Why do you think the Secret Service agent came out against Hillary? He came out with his book, even though it was physically dangerous. I mean, how many people are in the... Now, are roughly 70 people been killed by Hillary or her Confederates in the past 25, 30 years? He is not afraid. He's going to release this book.
It was Gary Bryan, B-Y-R-N-E, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So what people have to understand is... We are fearless fighters against this monstrosity, and we're not going to go down easily. And if they think we're not clever, we're going to actually use everything from spirit technology to whatever to take them out, they're delusional. They can imagine what we're going to do to them.
First off, they serve Satan, and most of us, to varying degrees, try to be good Christians and try to serve God.
We need to pray constantly for Donald Trump to become our president. I refer to him as President Trump so it becomes reality. I confront people, including relatives and friends, that think that they can dare even talk about supporting Hillary. I say, you are a doer of evil. You're going to pay for this with blood on your hands. And you're going to realize how vile it is to even discuss the idea of supporting this monstrosity and the agenda that's continued from Obama, that's very evident, that it's resulted in the angel moms that they showed at the end of Trump's speech with his 10 points about immigration. It's just disgusting. It's not even, you know, it shouldn't be even in rational public discussion to support Hillary. I like one of the signs that shows up in the debates there in the conference, like the one in Phoenix, that says, Hillary for prison 2016. It shows these bars with this crazy narcissistic witch literally behind bars. These facts right now, why is Obama not impeached, number one, and he shouldn't be campaigning for this maniac. And why, number one, two, is she even allowed to run? I mean, the Democratic Party, don't they realize once she's destroyed, the Democratic Party will be destroyed too? Do they not know that? Do they not know that even if she gets elected and they steal the election, the amount of rancor and violence is going to break out in this country? I guarantee you, Texas will not stay in the United States with what she plans to do to gun rights and to this national government and the military.
Well, here's the problem that the Khazarian globalist mafia has. They're determined to go all the way to their new world order. They want the Third World War to kill off most people and so forth. It's a very sick, demonic thing. But if they allow someone like Trump to get in the White House, someone they can't buy, can't control, haven't been able to scare, well, he could do enormous damage to them.
He's going to. This man is, I consider, one of the bravest men in American history. He's like a Ronald Reagan, a Washington, George Washington, and a Abraham Lincoln all rolled up in one. And I can tell you,
Ross Perot started to be, but when they threatened his family, he backed out.
But remember, Trump has got he's got level 3 body armor, his own private security force, and security systems around his place. That's why when that maniac,
did you see the photo of a couple of them coming out of his plane? I mean, they're obviously Navy SEAL types. They've got automatic weapons, and he knows. I mean, and he knows the danger he's in.
Do they realize that we have an independent billionaire spending his own cash? I mean, when I make donations, which I'm going to do another one today after the show, when I make donations, he matches them with his own cash. He's not beholden to these maniacs and these donors. I donate my hard-earned sweat and blood money to help people to get well to his campaign, because if we don't get President Trump, it's going to be hell on earth. And if you just think it's going to be
literally
America,
hell on earth,
hell on earth. And by the way, it'll be hell for Aussies, it'll be hell for Germans, it'll be hell for Malaysians, it'll be hell for everybody on this planet. You won't be able to get far enough away. Mars won't be far enough away from the disaster that's going to be visited on this world if
we
don't.
Well, that's why the American presidency is the pivot point.
Right.
It's the key point, because that's the control of the sole remaining superpower.
And by the way, when we mean superpower,
that doesn't compare to the United States.
All Russia can do is guarantee its own annihilation. It can cause a lot of deaths.
They
can cause a lot of deaths, but I'm going to say this to the Russians too. You cannot have any one of your missiles or your other systems hit American soil or our allies, just like I warned the Chinese. It says in the book of Revelation, it says it also in Joel and elsewhere, that 5/6 of these invading armies, and Russia is listed in the top of the list there, along with Turkey, 5/6 of them will die on the hills, literally coming in to invade our ally, Israel. Now, Israel may not be perfect, and they're run by a bunch of Khazarians, but God does, he said, I will take the stones of the earth and turn them into my people. 1/3 of Jews, and this is what he said in the actual book of Psalms, 1/3 will repent and turn back and become believers. It doesn't matter if they're Khazarians from the Little South Caucasus Mountains, or they're genetic Hebrews or whatever, or Mongolians. It doesn't matter. It matters whether they're spiritually, genetically Israelites. And 1/3 are going to repent, and 1/3 are going to be saved. And that may be a heck of a lot higher percentage than the average person in this world, because most people, including in America, that think it's a funny thing and it's like hilarious to even think about Trump, that it's a reasonable person, and they trot out this monster, Hillary, and support her, it's disgusting. It makes me repent of being an American when people beside me think it's okay to support Hillary. It makes me angry that they even think that Hillary is a reasonable candidate. It's disgusting.
I agree with you 100%. But I think a lot of this, what I call libtard thinking, is it is emotional based. And these people, they want the world to be
a
certain
it's
way.
It's beyond that.
We've got to be kind to the transgender. We can't have the politically incorrect thoughts.
Tim, I'm going to go beyond that. I don't think it's intellectually based or emotionally based. I think it's satanically based. It's a spirit darkness that violates common sense, decency, logic, and even emotion. When you see the behavior of Hillary, even toward her Secret Service people in this book that came out, with Mr. Bryan. Would you see her behavior in crowds, like when this black woman came up with Black Lives Matter, when her and her husband passed the three strikes you're out bill that made sure that little black men, teenagers, whatever, that have three times they're caught smoking dope, maybe have a gram in their pocket, they're going to go to prison for good? That's evil. And they wouldn't even respond to the little black lady saying, hey, Hillary, why don't you respond to me? She wouldn't. And she wants that black
vote. Well, Hillary was probably too busy snorting coke at the time.
Right. No, she was right standing there in front of the sort of media trying to fluff off this black person who had a point. Who had a point. And they wouldn't respond. And then they want her vote. They want that black vote. Black people wake up.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
So, Tim, wise, right now we have extreme weather crossing Florida, Category 1 hurricane. It's probably going to go up the eastern seaboard and cause a lot of devastation. We have storms heading toward Hawaii, literally one after the other, these hurricanes. We have earthquake activity occurring around the world, an ozone hole over Greenland that's really going to cause devastation to that Greenland ice field. We have the danger with earthquakes occurring in the Azores that if it breaks off, a tsunami will strike North America at 700 miles an hour, Mach 1, faster than the speed of sound, at 1,000 to 1,200 feet high. I mean, if this
there's a very large overhang in the Azores, and it is in danger of collapse.
It's not apt to, but with a really bad earthquake, it could cause tsunamis. I've actually been in contact with the Tsunami Research Center in Northern California and also the one in Switzerland. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. And they've been monitoring for 30 years.
Well, yeah, but when could be 1,000 years from now. But
no, it's not going to be. I'll tell you why it's not going to be, because we're monitoring the rate of the slippage. And all they need is a relatively moderate, like a 4.3 type earthquake rate at the area, and it's going to slide. And if it slides, they already know the mass that's going to displace the water. They know the size of the tsunami and the speed that it'll cross the oceans. So it's my guess, sometime in the next 5, 10, 20 years, it's going to be a tsunami. Now, if you're a power like Russia, and you know you can't actually put a missile on American soil, all you have to do is bring even large conventional weapons and park them on the island, or even hit it with a cruise missile from the Mediterranean or Black Sea, and boom, Cumbre Viejo is going to go, and it's going to take out your potential enemy, America, and nullify it, because up to 100 and up to 200 miles, depending on how high, because the elevation along the East Coast is not very high, we'll have a tsunami that'll wipe out probably about a third of the United States population in the Washington, D.C., all the way to the entire East Coast will be wiped out, and it'll cross Florida to get the west.
Key West, all the way up to Maine.
It'll cross the west side of Florida as well. So we're talking about something that will be cataclysmic. America will cease to be a country. And people need to understand that also much of Europe will cease to be, because all the nuclear reactors in France and Germany and everywhere are sitting, most of them, right on the coast. So, you know,
There may be some fixes for that, I doubt it, but I'll tell you one thing. One thing we need to fix, if we don't blow ourselves up, is we've got to neuter all these nuclear power plants. They are a disaster everywhere.
Well, we can convert them to liquid natural gas. In fact, a company in North Dakota recommended doing that a few years ago, and Obama blocked it. I mean, this is more foolishness by this maniac. This guy is disgusting. All he does is smile like the Joker, and the public is saying, oh, he's getting more popular. He's going out. He's a lame duck president, and he's doing evil things, and they think he's popular because he's good on late-night TV or he goes and parties with Jay-Z and Beyonce Knowles. Really?
Well, okay. If you think that, you're a certified idiot, and you've got to
confront people face-to-face. You know, politically, I believe I've been being what's called uber politically incorrect. Get nose-to-nose with these idiots and tell them not only is this dangerous for your intellectual and spiritual and physical future, you're putting me in danger, and that's not okay. It's not okay.
Get right with God. If you're right with God, you will see people like Obama and Clinton for the evil trash they are.
Yeah,
they won't be able to pull the wool over your eyes.
We pray for our fellow Americans that they wake up before it's too late, because this election is the last. In the words of Trump, it's the last chance we have to fix things.
Yeah, I think that's true.
This is it. If we don't get President Trump this time, we're done. Like a Thanksgiving turkey, we're done.
Well, if we allow them, they will destroy us.
Exactly.
And that's what they want to do.
Thank you, Tim. Have a great holiday
God
weekend.
God bless. Have a good Labor
and
Day
the
weekend.
Sale, the 7 to Heaven sale is on right now.
You off on Monday?
I am indeed.
While the vast majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need
need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years. And its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.